Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I have a special guest with us, Dr. Emily Ilias, and I am so excited for you guys to hear from her. Emily is one of my favorite people ever, and she is one of the most humble people I've ever met. So my goal in her life is just to always tell her how cool and hot and funny she is. And that is what I'm meant to do in her life. And she is meant here to help facilitate people who want to have a really epic life and maybe not be the sole owner of the clinic. So we're going to dive in a little bit in that. And she's just going to talk about her journey. So tell us how you guys got started into chiropractic and owning all of these offices.
Yeah. So my husband, Alejandro, and I, we met back in chiropractic school. We went to Sherman, and this guy would not leave me alone from day one. He hardly spoke English when he came to Sherman. And so going through chiropractic school, you can imagine that was very difficult for him, doing everything in a second language. And I spoke Spanish, and he found that out pretty quickly. So he was
you
like...
You did? I didn't know that, yeah. But that makes so yeah. much sense, because I'm like, how did you teach this guy English?
Yes, I lived in Spain for a little bit, and so I got to know the language really well. I love the culture, and so I was just always, I don't know, it was like a magnet. I was always drawn to Hispanics, and not to mention he's extremely good-looking, so I was like, I'll study with you, sure.
I'll help you pass these tests.
Absolutely. And so that's how we met and really just hit it off. He's just my best friend. And so we knew right away we were very powerful, especially together. And we didn't want to associate at any type of practice. We knew it'd be really difficult for people to take two on as well. And so we knew pretty much from the jump we'd be opening on our own. We just didn't know what that looked in what form or fashion. And so we did, I think you guys call it a preceptorship. We call it just an externship at Sherman. So we spent 3 months in the middle of Missouri. Don't recommend that was not a plan, but we got to meet our mentor, and he has a $3 million clinic that he runs, just super successful, upper cervical, all cash. And we were drawn to just his impact on the community and his vision for wanting to do more. And that's something too, I know we're going to get into it, but I've learned it's okay to love what you're doing and still want more. And so with that, we approached him with humility and with grace. And I think God just gave us this vision of like, why don't you just ask him, hey, this is our plan. This is what we want to do. Do you think you would want to jump on board and help us out? More or less, we pitched him like a Shark Tank pitch. We were like, hey, we want to open a clinic. We want it to be freaking big and epic and awesome. And we want to serve a lot of people. And do you think you could help fund us and start up our office for us? Because we don't have the starting capital. And we knew we started approaching banks at that time after graduation, and they would laugh you off. No, we're not giving you $100,000 to go and see if you can make money from a cash practice.
Absolutely.
And so he bought into our dream and our vision. And there's a whole like thing I want to maybe go into behind that. But he ultimately funded our first practice. And since then, we've had a $1 million practice. So
I love that. And I don't think this gets talked enough about in chiropractic. I tell people all the time who are scared of losing associates who are go-getters and that sort of thing. I'm like, yeah, but even if you pay them really well, they're still paying for their lifestyle. They probably don't have $100,000-$200,000 chilling in the bank to go and open a practice. Like, why not partner with them? God forbid you lose your rock star associates. Just partner with them to do something else. It doesn't have to be the end of the relationship. But again, most associates aren't going to go to their partner and have that conversation, right? Yeah. And so I think it's a testament to you guys of being, this is what we want. We're going to get resourceful on how to make it happen. Let's just see. The worst he can do is say no.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the power in the ask. And you prompted us with that this past weekend. I don't know how much we can give away.
We can give all the tea.
Okay. So one of the questions you asked was to go around the room and make your ask. Go around and say what you truly want and ask for it. And how difficult was it for people to do that? And
then everybody in that room in that expanders retreat is so successful. And it was so hard to be, what do I really want to ask this group for?
Yes. And Alejandro just lays his cojones out and he's, this is what I want. We want to open 300 clinics and we want people's help to do that. We want to know who wants to partner with us. And by the way, if you send us somebody, we'll send you $20,000.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's stop playing small. And that's one major takeaway I've got like from working with you is stop playing small. Don't dilute yourself to please other people. And that's just a huge life lesson that I've learned.
Yeah. So let's talk about what you guys were already successful. You guys were crushing it. What drew you to the Wealthy Practitioner? We're like, I'm curious what they're doing over there.
Yeah. So this is a joke that we have. My husband was listening to your podcast, absolutely binging it. And he would come home every day and be like, you have to listen to this bad bitch. Like, she's killing it. She is a mom and a wife, and they have a beautiful house, and they have two or three or whatever, four clinics at the time. And she's, you need to listen to her because I think you can learn a lot from her. And I'm like, who is this girl? I'm about to check her out. And I started listening to your content and I just resonated with it so much, being a mom and going through the pains of balancing, quote unquote, if that's even a real thing, mom life and being a business owner and a CEO and having multiple companies and just wearing multiple hats all the time. And I wasn't really sure at that point in my life how I was to navigate that and if I was even doing it on the right track. I always felt content and comfortable. Mm-hmm. I always had this deep desire in my heart of I could be doing more. I could have such a bigger impact. And so you've really helped bring me out of my shell in that aspect of stop playing small. Do not dilute yourself. What you're doing matters. And that has just really stuck with me. I think I've always heard people say, know your worth, know your value. But when you really sit in that and step back and figure out really what is your value, man, it makes for so much more power and impact that you can create.
Yeah. And this weekend at the retreat, I was like, okay, I'm pushing you. I'm challenging you this weekend. Is it okay? Give me permission. You're like, no, give it to me. I'm like, okay, because I see you getting a little uncomfortable, but you didn't hire me to be comfortable.
Yes.
And you guys obviously are rock stars on your own, but it has just been so cool. And we're recording this 4 days after the retreat, and even just your energy, how I see you showing up online, how I see you almost, and maybe you can explain it. I just feel the fog on the mirror has wiped off and now the vision is so clear.
Yeah, I feel different. I feel physically different and mentally different. I show up as a different person. And before, I was actually just looking at our numbers before this. Number-wise, we looked good. Our practice looked good. Our numbers were sustainable. We had $1 million practice. We're doing really well. And our numbers have improved, obviously, since working with you. But it's not about the data on a spreadsheet for me. It's about your internal, how do you feel? How are you showing up for your team, for your practice members, for your family, for your husband, for your kid? That has been such a game changer for me. And I now recognize on reflecting is just, I really was playing small and I was putting myself in a box. And who are we to create those boundaries on ourselves? We are truly limitless and we have to live up to that full potential. And you have really helped me to play to that level. So I really do thank you for that.
Yeah, it has been so fun to watch. This is like the funnest part about coaching for those that are listening to this that are coaches, or I get emotional over my clients' results. It feels like I'm winning. It feels like it's a deposit into my life when you guys win and you guys crush it. And I love having you and Alejandro a part of our community because I know a lot of people in our community look up to you guys because you guys are opening clinics at scale. You're doing a lot of fun things. You're really good people. You're connected to your value system. And when I built the Wealthy Practitioner, it was to work with people like you guys. It was to be like, hey, there's a lot of people out there that want to make a shit ton of money. And there's a lot of people, different ways you could do it. I want the people who want to make impact while they're making money. And I want the people who have really good values at the end of the day, no amount of money would ever stray them from who they are at their core.
Yeah.
And I think too, if we can dive a little bit further into this, one of the things that we chatted about the retreat, and we were actually just doing some planning for profit and purpose before this. And we were talking about this upper limit problem. We're going to dive into it a little bit more at the workshop too, because I just think it's a conversation that you can't have enough of. But what I found with a lot of the moms in the room is that we almost have this thing of we don't need help, or I have the support, but I'm not going to ask them for it because I can just do it. And so can you talk about that? Because I've definitely seen a change in you over the last 6 to 9 months of knowing you and working together and being okay, how that has changed and what were some of the beliefs that you had to overcome? Because I know there's a lot of moms that listen to this too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as a mom and a business owner, when you're trying to juggle that, it's like the image of somebody spinning plates and this one is falling, but it's okay because you've got these four others spinning and you're just trying to keep everything going. And it's so much chaos and confusion in your brain. In my past life before I met you, I felt I was really good at balancing that and I got this and I can do this. And I was good, but it was a mediocre job at spinning all the plates. But why not be really good at your family life and spinning that plate and then the business life and spinning that plate and every other task or duty at home, whether it's laundry or dishes or meal prep? If you're not like great at that's okay. And it's okay to ask for help and support in those areas. And that's a huge realization I made, is put your pride aside. You don't have to be good at everything. And you know what? You can actually be better in other areas if you ask for help. And so since then, we have gotten somebody to help us with our meal prep. And that has saved me probably about 4 hours on a Sunday doing meal prep and grocery shopping.
Literally 4 hours a week that you get to just be mom, or you get to just go make more money.
Yes.
Whatever you want.
Or do whatever.
Or do something for yourself.
Yeah. What a concept. And then we originally had somebody helping to clean our house once a month. And I remember on that day, I'm like, this is the best day of my life. Like, things feel so clean for 5 hours. And then my toddler comes and destroys everything. And then we just start back over. And I'm like, I can't wait for next month. And we have now since implemented a once a week cleaning. But I even want to increase that frequency because it's still not enough. But mm-hmm. she does our laundry, and she even reorganizes our closet and things that I don't, not only do I not get to, but I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. That is not something I have on my to-do list that is even remotely at the top. And so just being okay with yourself and putting your ego aside and saying, hey, it's okay that I can't do everything. And that's why we have people to support us. And that's a huge realization that I learned that has saved me time and ultimately money in the end.
Yeah. And I think it's so key to when people are feeling burnt out, and we talk about this all the time, but you're burnt out because you're doing a bunch of shit that you don't actually want to be doing, but you put it on your to-do list to check it off. It doesn't get you excited. It doesn't make you more money. It doesn't light your soul on fire. It doesn't make you feel like a better version of yourself. Like, why are we doing it then? And I think just giving anybody listening to this a permission slip, if there's shit you're doing, you don't have to, and you might feel like you have to. And I said this in our Facebook group the other day to a mom who was, hey, I homeschool my children. I am working these hours and then I have to do everything at home. And it's, who told you that you had to do all of that? If you, obviously she enjoys homeschooling. So it's like, that's great. Make time for that. But everything else, you don't have to do it. And sometimes I think we just get, mainly more than anything, it becomes a habit.
Mm.
And habits are so hard to break. And so it's like, you need somebody to come around and snap their fingers and be like, hey, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. I think I was lying to myself and telling myself I'm a better mom because I can do the laundry and I can cook for my family and I can go outside and do yard work and pick up dog poop and take my son to school and take care for my son every day. And that's not true. That's a lie that you might tell yourself, or that is a comparison with other people because you see stay-at-home moms doing all the thing, but they may not be a business owner and you have no idea what their internal life looks like.
And you have no idea what they're feeling if they're lacking purpose or lacking vision. Or I'm not saying that every stay-at-home mom does. I'm just saying I know a lot of stay-at-home moms that also aren't happy. And that was the hardest thing when I became a mom. I was like, okay, wow, I didn't anticipate this because I was putting as much pressure on myself to excel, make more money, have new ideas, be a visionary, be a really good business owner, leader, all of this. And then I was putting the same expectations on myself to be able to be a stay-at-home mom. I should make everything from scratch. I should nurse around the clock, which I did for almost 2 years, but I was losing sleep and I still was like, you have to be this perfect mom. And I was like, it doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. And that's something early on. I think Jethro was literally 6 weeks old and we had a nanny and I still had him, but she came and she did the other stuff. Or it was, please make sure that I eat something today. Thank you.
Right.
I think it comes back to also, this is why I'm so passionate about people becoming wealthy. Obviously, I have a soft spot for women and children. It is our moral obligation to become wealthy so that you can be the highest version of yourself. Because just to your point, you wouldn't be able to outsource those things if you guys weren't financially abundant, if you didn't have the means to do. So when I see people operating from a disempowered state and they're like, must be nice, I don't have money for that. I worked my ass off to get the money so that I could do this. Right. And there's a little disconnect there that some of us maybe were just handed all of these helpers on a silver platter. It's no, I've worked really hard. And we joke now that we got as many people on our home payroll that we do at our office payroll because you just start outsourcing things. Right. But it does. I can genuinely say today I woke up, I said to Kyle, we were making breakfast and he opened an egg that had 2 yolks in it. And then he opened another egg that had 2 yolks in it. And we were like, oh my God, this is the best day ever. We're going to be so lucky. Who knows what's going to happen? And I'm like, how lucky are we that we wake up and we actually get to feel excited and happy on a daily basis? Yes, we're stressed. Yes, things happen. But it's just such a different shift. And I fully believe it is because I don't have the weight of the world riding on my shoulders from all of these tasks that I have to do. The stuff that's still on my plate and on my calendar, I get to do. I'm excited about it. And everything else can go to the wayside.
Absolutely. Such a good perspective too. When you aren't bogged down with all the stuff that you don't want to do, you get to have that perspective of, man, what a good day we're about to have. I get to do this podcast with you. I get to see my patients at whatever capacity that I want. I get to then go home and love on my son and be present with him. And it's just such a good feeling. It's a freeing feeling of just absolutely, I get to do what I want to do. And when you don't do all the stuff that you don't want to do, it's such a freeing feeling. And to your point too, for a long time, I didn't feel worthy. Who am I to have a housekeeper? Who am I to have somebody who reorganizes my closet or does my dishes? But you are worthy. You have worked for it. You have an abundant life where you can manage that if you get to that point, of course. And then to your other point, you mentioned this in the weekend and it just was a huge mind blower of the be, do, have. We're in this backwards mindset of, okay, I have to make X amount of money and I have to do XYZ in order to be abundant and have a wealthy mindset. But what if we flip that and we have a wealthy mindset and we have this mindset of abundance and I am happy and I start my day with, man, I'm so grateful, I'm so blessed. And in turn, then I get to do XYZ and I get to have all these things. I think we have it so backwards, especially as practitioners in a service model. We're like, okay, I have to serve X amount of numbers to make X amount of money. And we have such a backwards way of thinking about that. And if I have learned anything from the wealthy practitioner, it is that time does not equal money. And that has been the most freeing thing in my entire life. And it helps me to be closer with my family, knowing that I don't have to be in the office 24/7.
And don't you think now working together, however many months since we've been working together, that this is going to trigger some people, but don't you think it's actually easier to make money than it was 6-9 months ago?
Oh my gosh. When you don't work 50 hours a week, it's amazing how much more time and space you have to think. For me, like these thought flashes that come to my brain now at random times, and it's not just it's when I'm showering or late at night, it's in the middle of the day when I am not bogged down seeing patients. And so just in flow, it's I can sit down at my computer and just have space and freedom to think. And I never had that before.
Mm-hmm. And now it's just, oh, when people say it gets easier to make more money, the more successful you get. Yeah, because you can buy back your time to have people help you execute inside the office. It gives you permission to sit, dream, think, be creative, all of that. And then you're getting your million-dollar ideas because you actually have the space to get them. And right. So this is why we talk about mindset so much. And I know there's some people out there that are like, oh, I need strategy. And I'm like, you need strategy? Sure. And that's the most important thing. And I got a bucket of that. But you need mindset because that's where the unlock happens. You didn't get on here and be like, Steph taught me this new retention idea. Sure, we talked about it. Did you implement some of it? Yeah, of course. Is it working? Yeah. But what it was is you're like, I changed personally. And then now things are flowing. It's such a beautiful flow. Everything is just in alignment.
Yes. And that is when I recommend people to you. I'm like, most people, for example, my sister is, I'm already in a practice management group. I already have the systems. And I'm like, that's awesome. This isn't systems. This isn't about getting new patients. Mm-hmm. This isn't about retention. It is, but it's so much more than that. You're not giving anybody your systems. You're giving people the mindset behind the systems and how you're able to completely do that and shift and transform your life because of your mindset. And that's the biggest thing is you can have amazing killer systems like Alejandro and myself do. But if you don't have a killer mindset behind it, you're not going to get anywhere. And that's why we have this crazy audacious goal to open 300 clinics is because yes, we know we have rocking systems and we crush it and we have multiple million-dollar practices. But we want people to be better leaders for their community, for their team, for their family. We want people to have healthy family and work-life balance, whatever that looks like for them.
Totally. And I think that's a beautiful opportunity that you give other people who are maybe listening to us and are like, yeah, but I know Emily and Steph work quite a bit still, which we do, but it's when and how we want to, which is really important. But maybe people just want to have more of a support while they go and build their own thing. And they definitely should reach out to you and Alejandro because that's what you guys are doing. And mention that you learned that on this podcast so that they know where their leads are coming from. But if you're a student or maybe a business owner that you're like, this has been a really big struggle, they're happy to come in as a partner and support. And I just cannot recommend them enough as two humans that I've gotten to know over the last year. They are actually doing it. They are who they say that they are. And I just think that our profession as a whole needs more support and more guidance, whether that's through mentorship, whether that's through partnerships, whether that's through accountability groups. We're just all trying to figure it out. And it's helpful when you have somebody a few steps ahead of you that can help guide you. So I will drop her contact info. And oh, they also have a podcast called Path to Victory Podcast. So check them out where they talk a little bit about their story and some of the stuff that they've navigated opening up multiple clinics. So thank you so much for joining us today. I absolutely love you, and I can't wait to see you again in Nashville.
Thank you for the opportunity. We love you too.
Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.